Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 26, recorded October 14th, 2013. Amazon buys YouTube talent. This episode of This Week in YouTube is brought to you by Full Sail University. Full Sail offers both online and campus degree programs centered on real-world experience in the entertainment, media, and technology industries. For more information, visit fullsail.edu/TWIYT. And by Shutterstock.com. With over 1 million high-quality video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 25% off your account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code TWIYT1013. Hello and welcome to This Week in YouTube. This is the show that helps you, the creators on YouTube, understand and grok the news of the past week and what is happening on YouTube. I'm Chad Johnson, and as always, I am joined by the wonderful, I wanted to say strong, hardcore, Lamar Wilson's here.
Hello there.
How you doing? Yes.
I'm confused by the word grok. Where did you...
Grok? You haven't heard... You don't... So grok is another word for understand fully. It's from... Okay.
Texas.
Yeah, it's from the book Stranger in a Strange Land. And yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
Literature. Well... it's not actually even that literary. That's just... It's a book. So how have you been this last week, Lamar?
Been okay. I was bedridden all the whole weekend, which was lovely. Gotta love that. Mm-hmm. Voice is still acting up. I know what the problem is now, so it's getting cured slowly. And YouTube has been YouTube. YouTube definitely had some problems last week that a lot of creators actually complained about, not just me, where videos weren't getting to sub boxes, subscribers were down, mine were cut severely. And YouTube did something with the algorithm that I have no idea what that would happen. Looks like it's correcting itself slowly. But yeah, it's kind of a miserable week last week.
Yeah.
as far as views and building the channel, because something happened. And when I saw big YouTubers complain about it, I knew it wasn't just me.
Yeah. So yeah. Well, and it seems like it's not something that it's just a feeling. It seems like actual fans are saying, "I'm looking for your video in my subscription box, and it's not there. It's not. This isn't man, I didn't get as many as I wanted. Let me blame YouTube."
Right.
There's vocal fans out there that are letting people know. Last week you uploaded. We'll probably get into it at the end of the video, but you uploaded another gameplay. How's the gameplay stuff working for you?
It's going good. And since you're a gamer, let me ask you, mm-hmm. what's the difference between naming it a Let's Play? Should I name it that?
Don't have to. I mean, before someone decided that it was called a Let's Play, no one had named anything.
Okay,
Let's, you know, like
so it's just a thing.
Yeah, it's just a thing. And if you want to let people who are in the know, like, quickly understand what you're doing, you could say a Let's Play or an LP. I heard of that, I thought it was so niche and that no one would understand what I was saying.
Yeah. I'm not doing any of that on the gameplay. So yeah. I put another gameplay out, and they're literally, I mean, first of all, the audience by large loves them. They're commenting, and it's me playing Grand Theft Auto in the most horrible way possible. I'm going around just doing stupid stuff that people do in the game anyway, but they just don't always put it on YouTube.
Yeah. It seems like there's more laughing than actually playing the game.
Oh yeah, I'm cracking. I'm having my ball.
Yeah.
And you know the hardcore gamers or the people who think I'm doing a review, they don't get it, but who cares about them? The core audience realized that they want me to do more. Mm-hmm. What I decided to do is move it to prime time. It'll be on Wednesdays now versus The Weeknd. I thought that was just a good pace. Have my likes videos on Monday. We'll do that on Wednesday, and Random Friday will always be Random Friday, and we'll just keep it at that. And, you know, so far, so good. People really like the gameplay, which is shocking me because it's so different from what I've done before. But I really like it because, in essence, Chad, it really is just me vlogging. I'm talking about all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's no different. And the game is just the anchor to keep people there listening.
Yeah.
But it's really, no, I know gamers don't like to be called vloggers, but it really isn't that much difference.
It's not at all. It's not at all. In fact, so Jackie Hearn asked please explain what Let's Play means. And basically it's you playing the game from your perspective. And normally there's lots of voiceover, so you're adding content and you're joking around. Lamar's video has a camera that's on him, so you can see his reactions. And the term comes from you and me, let's play a game together, basically. And I completely agree with the vlog point of view. Like, when I started, I was really trying to wrap my head around how to fill that much content. And I immediately went to, like, talking about what's going on in life or opinions on something that happened in the game. And basically, it's an extended... But, you know, truly, what is a vlog other than letting your opinions...
That's all it is.
...fly? And it's just another version of that.
It's a personal journal. So while I'm gaming, I'm giving you my perspective of things in the game. I was mentioning all other kind of random facts and things that were funny.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just... Like what I like about, I didn't used to like gaming videos, but I Just Things gaming channel hooked me. What I like about it is you get really hooked, so hooked into it that you'll watch it all the way through and want so much more.
Yeah,
out of it, you want them to continue because you know they're taking you on this journey, the gamer, and it's fascinating. And they're not trying to teach you anything, or they're not trying to give you a tutorial. It's just, hey, watch me play, listen to me chat. You feel like you're part of it. And it's fun, and I think I can definitely maximize my variety of audience that watches me. I think you're a big inspiration in that, is that you not only vlog, but you game on your channel, which is in effect vlogging. So you're not mm-hmm. doing anything different. You're just showing a game on one of your vlogs. That's really all it is.
And I'm taking inspiration Locker Gnome.
Chris Perillo.
Chris Perillo, who said it's all just a cult of personality, and why should I break it up across multiple channels if the people there are there to see you know that personality?
Yeah, I refuse to make a second channel. And mm-hmm. you know what it is? People are so used to gaming channels that they just automatically say, "Ooh, you should make a gaming channel." And they're not really thinking.
Yeah,
they're like, that's another thing you have to subscribe to. That's another thing you have to watch for. Remember. And I think they just say it because they think it should be something separate because everybody else is doing it. That doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
And also, YouTube has changed a lot since the first gaming channels happened. Mm-hmm. YouTube relies much more heavily on playlists than it did in the past.
Absolutely.
And so I think that that's a big factor. And truly, like what you said, they're not thinking. The moment that you have to share two links for people to subscribe to all your content, you have lost half of your audience. The moment you say mm-hmm. subscribe to me here and subscribe to me here, it becomes very difficult. That's a very difficult call to action because you have to remember to go to one place and then back out, go to a second place. It kind of breaks the flow of go to this place and make sure you get all of my content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as someone said in the chat, there are some people who complain about what's in their feed. Just skip it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not... You know, there's many channels that I subscribe to that has content that I'm not interested in when I look at the title or the thumbnail. So I just skip it. It's not a hard concept to do. If you don't like the gaming videos on Wednesdays, you just know to skip it.
Yeah. My biggest fear is that people will start to ignore whatever my name is associated with if, like, they start ignoring stuff. I don't know if that's the actual reaction that people have, is if you ignore something once, you'll ignore something forever.
No, I don't agree with that.
Okay, good.
Because that's not how I use it. I look at what the title is, see who it is. It was just not something that grabs me. Like, honestly, I don't watch your Minecraft content because I'm not interested in Minecraft, but I watch your vlogs.
Right.
So I see you in a thumbnail with the vlogs. Okay. Oh, this is one of his vlogs. I'll click this.
Cool.
I think most people are smart enough to be able to differentiate. If they're not, then yeah, maybe they're not meant to subscribe.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
True. So one more thing that I want to ask you is I'm doing, like I said last week, I'm doing this 10,000 subscriber push to the end of the year, which is quite difficult. And I want to ask you really quick, what was your video that probably pushed you the furthest with, just pushed you the furthest? Because I want to copy that, and I want to do that too, basically.
Man, dude, I have literally 602 videos now.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't tell you. I've never had one breakout video.
Okay,
and that's just, I think that's the reality of most YouTubers, even a lot of popular ones. They've never had a viral breakout video. I think it's just a lot of trudging along. I think collaborations help a ton, and that's what I would like to do on my Fridays. Is have as many. I'm working on one now with a young lady. She'll be out Friday. Mm-hmm. And I want those things really work much better. I think if anything pushed me back in the day, 2009, 2010, I was in a collab channel, mm-hmm. you know, with five other people. And, you know, we had this group. What's the four? I think it's four other people. And we had this collab channel. And so I would say, but those are, I mean, for the kids, a couple of them are still active. They're still doing well. But I think in general, the collab channel days are over. I think it's all about connecting with one-on-one and with YouTubers.
I was part of two guys, two girls, and one Canadian back in the day.
I'm glad you didn't say one cup.
No, two guys, two girls, and one Canadian, I think was the collab, and I failed like every single time and never uploaded. Anyway, that's good to know. One more thing I want to touch on is this thing that happened with Kanye West this last week. I think you're going to do a better job of describing this.
I hope so. What's
going on?
So what happened is a lady was quitting her job. And so she recorded a video using an old song of Kanye West. I believe it was like 8 years old, called Gone. And it was hilarious. And it went viral. I believe it was like 15 million views to date. And then the employer made a video using a song. He got 3 million views. So it was a funny thing, but something interesting happened. You know, obviously the music was claimed by whatever company, but now that Billboard, you know, tracks YouTube, that's 8-year-old song got on the top Billboard top 20 again after 8 years, and the sales are going crazy right now for it.
Now,
and it's just amazing. Yeah, this is just her dancing to the song. I mean, this is the best way to leave a job, I think.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. And what's funny is my immediate reaction is, I bet that Kanye West is like, how can I do this again? How can I make an 8-year-old song come out of nowhere, get back on the Billboard top 25? And do you think that there's going to be, you know, people trying to push their music to popular video creators so that they could just raise on the charts again? Because I'm sure there's tons of money benefits for them.
There's a lot of money benefits, you know. And who knows? After 8 years, that money might all go to the publisher. I mean, you know, the company versus the artist. I don't know how, depends on the contract. But yeah, if it went to the artist, imagine, you know, just like one of us. I had an old video from 2009 just blow up out of nowhere because of some search engine thing. Like, that is just, that's awesome. I want to recreate that. I want to, how did that happen? Yeah. It happened with one of my videos about Justin Bieber dies, but it was a long, like the video was out for 2 years before he died on CSI, because he was on CSI. And because of that, search results went crazy, and I got a spurt of views, and then he died again on South Park. so that helped us. Like, yeah, we all wish for that to happen, but yeah, okay. I can kind of
look for videos in your subscription box that have just our celebrity died from
there
me
over
and over again. I think I gotta get on the bandwagon first. Maybe some old celebrities. Who do you think? Croak first, I think this is a great business
plan.
This
is terrible. We can't think like this. But I definitely see some musicians trying to take advantage of this. You know, even pay somebody to do a viral video. Hey, mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel did it, right? I mean, he made a viral video. They say you can't make one, but he did. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, especially since Billboard. And, I mean, now people are buying the album. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that brings us to our first break for this episode. We have lots more coming up, but first I would like to thank Full Sail. Full Sail is a university for online digital cinematography, and they have a bachelor's program that's online, and you can even go to their Florida campus to check it out. With tons and tons of platforms coming up, such as YouTube and new distribution channels for independent filmmakers that allow them to have new opportunities. This is a great, great, great program. As they make their own films, they'll refine their skills by learning from instructors who have professional experience in the field. Full Sail's education philosophy emphasizes an immersive, real-world approach to learning. After graduation, students can pursue a variety of great career paths, from production roles in video technology to creating and marketing their own films. Just this past year, 35 graduates from Full Sail's film program worked on the production of 7 Oscar-winning films. So here's what I would like you to do. Check out Full Sail's university degree program. They're designed for the vigorous roles in entertainment, media and technology industries, including art and design, filmmaking, recording arts, entertainment, businesses, web design, development. I mean, there's so much that Full Sail can offer. They offer both bachelor's and master's degrees, and they have an online campus or a physical campus located in Winter Park, Florida. So visit fullsail.edu/TWIYT if you'd like to learn more about Full Sail's great degree programs and, just browse around. And we thank Full Sail for their support of This Week in YouTube. And use fullsail.edu/TWIYT to check it out. Helps them know that we sent you there. Thanks, Full Sail.
Yes, and now we have a story from our lovely neighborhood Microsoft, who,
you may remember this Microsoft gang.
We love Microsoft, yeah.
Back in the day,
you know, they published their new Windows Phone YouTube app again. I think this is like the third time, because Google was like, no, you can't put downloads in there, because we're going to do that later. No, it has to. So now what it is that.
And no, you can't just put YouTube videos without ads. We don't like that.
So it was in a different format than YouTube One. I believe YouTube One HTML5 and Microsoft was using something different, or the vice versa. Forgot that little technical part. It had to do with HTML5. That's Google's. That's what they want the YouTube apps to be built. So since they're still fighting over that, the compromise is basically Microsoft made a shell, and it really is just Internet Explorer. It's just a web app.
Yeah.
And it goes to YouTube for now. So it's not a true YouTube app. And this isn't a big story, but it's funny, because it's almost like Google wants Microsoft gone. Like, you know, they gave them trouble about the calendar and the way that syncs over, and the email syncs over. You know, they turn that functionality off, and they're just giving, you know, there's no Google apps, official ones. I think only the Google search app maybe is over at Microsoft in the store, because I had the Lumia 1020 now, could not find any Google apps. And I think they're just putting their foot down saying, no, there's just going to be 2 players in this game. So you all go away.
It seems like they're saying, hey, you remember that Bing thing that you did? We didn't really love that. You know, maybe you should just go ahead and create your own YouTube if you want a YouTube app. You know, how about you just do that? Like, why don't you make your own Google Maps? Oh, you have Bing Maps. Oh, I guess you don't need that on your Windows 8 platform. I guess we just won't make it for you. Snooty.
Yeah, only 3 or 4 people are complaining. That's all the people. I'm just kidding. I mean, there's a lot of people who have Windows Phone 8.
Mm-hmm.
But it is snooty. It's a silly thing.
Right.
Google is keeping themselves from making money off of those people.
The war is over. Now there's an official YouTube app for people to use on Windows 8.
As not as good as the other ones, but it's there.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Yeah, but we can call it off. You know who's also getting into the YouTube game?
Oh, man.
And we predicted this.
We did. I called this. We both called this.
Let's talk a little bit about Amazon. So Amazon seems to be making a play into the short form video content business. Mm-hmm. There's been a whole bunch of articles about this. The first article, it was broke by Ad Age, about Amazon courting YouTuber networks for these short form video packages, sort of thing. Yeah.
I think we talked about this earlier, you and mm-hmm. I think the YouTubers they're looking for are not necessarily you and I,
right?
But like people like Freddie Wong or people who make like comedic clips, like sketch and skit type of things.
Basically things that they could package for people who are either on their Amazon Prime, you know, mm-hmm. instant video platform.
Which is really good.
Yes, mm-hmm. which is great. Or that they could package to rent for money. Mm-hmm. And so it looks like there's now a competitor in this space for pay viewing.
We so called this.
I know, we did. I mean...
Yeah, but it had to happen.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
And it was either... And I think Yahoo is going to do it. One of the articles, I don't know if Engadget or one of these articles said that Target and Walmart were going to jump in this game as well. And I know you were like, well, this goes back to the MP3 wars.
This sounds exactly like the MP3 wars. It was mm-hmm. iTunes who ruled everything. And then Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, everyone jumped
trying to do a store.
Everyone tried to do an MP3 store.
I mean, even Napster tried to legitimize itself with a store. And everybody had a store. And it eventually just kind of died away. Amazon was one of the best ones. I mean, they're the ones that offered DRM free first.
Yes,
And so that was all. They're the ones that set the tone for that.
If I need to buy an MP3, I go to Amazon first because I know it's going to be stored in their cloud locker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to have to worry about iTunes Match. I'm not going to have to worry about it finding it only on a Mac that has iTunes because I don't use iTunes anymore as a player. Yeah. So in the end, I feel like for my customer habits, Amazon is the MP3 king. But do you think that this is going to bring this choice of people who may be able to provide services for pay video or for rent video or things like that. Do you think this is going to bring choice to the market or confusion to the market?
Oh, I actually believe it brings choice. There's two separate platforms, and if someone like Freddie Wong, and I'm not saying he's part of this, so just a disclaimer, I don't know any information. I'm using him as an example because he has...
Right, because he has higher quality content than...
He has content that can go anywhere.
Me. Yeah.
So if someone like Freddie Wong does something for Amazon, it'll be exclusive, something different than he's done on YouTube. And so I don't think that's a bad thing. I think YouTube personalities need to be thinking about other things that they're doing, outside of YouTube. I think we've always been saying that, that's something that's been in the talks for the last year. YouTube says, according to sources, that this type of thing wouldn't be bad for YouTube at all because it just creates diversity. I wonder how
I'm
much
sure they
YouTube
feel the exact
that.
Same way about Windows 8. The exact same way about Windows 8.
I think YouTube's going to keep a close eye on this because mm-hmm. So we're doing this test, right? Let's say, again, we're using Freddie Wong as an example. Let's say Freddie Wong get success there, and then they offer him a truckload of money to put more exclusive content there. So he may be putting less on YouTube. What if 10 big creators start doing that? What if 20 did that? They're right on top. YouTube then has a problem because that top 100 brings in the most of the YouTube views.
What if Vivo goes to Amazon?
Wow. Well, I think that's probably why YouTube secured them for so many years. Because
and then Vivo starts misspelling all of their titles on YouTube so they don't show up in search results and only the Amazon ones show up.
Your imagination is wild.
I know. Man. I'm totally. Yeah. I'm out there. But yeah,
I think this is something like we were calling this. Like I still say Yahoo is in the game. Mm-hmm. Yahoo had Yahoo Video before. It was very good.
And AOL.
Yeah. And AOL is in the game now. I mean, like they created that series for iJustine. They're doing other series. You know, I'm glad that there's stuff out there. I would love to be called for a series. So, by the way, AOL or anybody who's out there, Amazon, if you're listening,
you can message me on Google Plus. Just search for Lamar
Google
Wilson.
Plus. I'm mad at them right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Twitter or Facebook, whatever. But perfect. Yeah, I'm happy as a creator that we're starting to see some diversity because I've never felt like YouTube had a stranglehold on me like some others because I get mad, I don't make as much money as the other ones do, but. It's good to know that people understand that they need to spread their wings and not consider themselves a YouTuber, consider themselves an internet personality. I just didn't figure that out years ago.
Right.
You know, her home is YouTube, but she does stuff everywhere.
Right. Right. Cool. Yes. Yep. Well, that brings us to our second break for the episode. Let's thank Shutterstock.com. Shutterstock is a great supporter for This Week in YouTube because at Shutterstock, you can find the perfect photo or video clip, high quality, amazing images at Shutterstock.com. And there you can browse around for your next creative project. You can choose. There's over 1 million high-quality stock video clips. So we're just talking about video here. 2D or 3D, you can have animated and motion graphics. And they have clips from in a variety of digital formats, and many, many of them are in HD. So you know that it's going to look good. Shutterstock sources these video clips from around the world. It's not just from one location. And then they put them at your fingertips. So you need a video of you know, let's say Jakarta. They got it. If you need footage of, you know, Chinese airlines landing on a runway, you got it. And then Shutterstock will review each video individually for content and quality before it adds the video to its library. So you know there's an actual human looking at these and making sure that it's not complete, foolery. Shutterstock adds over 12,000 video clips each week, so every time you visit, you're going to find something new. And of course, there's easy ways to drill down and try to find the clips that you want. With all this amount of footage, it does not mean that it is hard to find what you want. They have sophisticated search tools where you can check with category, clip resolution, the person who added it to Shutterstock, and there's lots of other factors as well. So here's what I would like you to do. Just head on over to Shutterstock. You don't need a credit card. Just start using Shutterstock, make an account, and you can, you know, add things to your clip box to make sure you save it for later. And if you decide to purchase, use the offer code TWIYT1013, and new accounts will receive 25% off any package. So head on over to Shutterstock.com, browse around, spend as much time as you want, but when you want 25% off new accounts, use the offer code TWIYT1013. That's 1013. And we thank Shutterstock for their support of This Week in YouTube. Seriously, great sponsor for a video content.
You know what? You could talk about them. I want them to come back every week because that's the kind of stuff I need to use in my videos. It's the kind of stuff I look for every time I look for pictures or whatever. That is a fantastic service, perfect for this show.
Yes.
So thank you.
In fact, so much. It's funny. Tom Merritt made a video for his upcoming book. He wrote a book, this trailer that I'm playing right here is all footage only from Shutterstock. This is all Shutterstock footage that he's used to make a book trailer for his book that he wrote. He didn't have to make any of this.
Wow.
He went to Shutterstock. He found everything that he needed. That art was made for him for the book. But you can see how easy it is to create your own, thing. Thanks to Shutterstock, this happened.
Yes.
Okay, so this last week, you uploaded that Let's Play video. What else have you been up to? Oh, you know what? It's my turn. I have to do a YouTube tip.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I wasn't going to interrupt you or anything.
I completely forgot. In fact, I'm a little bit unprepared for my YouTube tip. Let me think of one real fast here. Because I remember when I said that I was going to find one.
You did. How about I give you a tip?
Okay, great. That pulls me out of the hot water.
Yes. I was thinking about your 10,000 subscriber thing, and it's a, you know, at first I was a little honestly cynical. I was like, okay, come on now. It's almost, you know, it's almost November. How are you going to do this? But I really, you know, in talking to you, I really got inspired by your commitment to it. You know what I mean? You're mentioning, you know, how many collabs you want to do with people that you're willing to travel to do it, and just your, most people don't have that kind of drive, and so, you know, they always, you know, they'll never grow on YouTube because they say, oh, it's too, you know, it's too much work. Right? I could never hook up with that person. I mean, I've done videos with Justine and so many other people that I, when I was back in Chicago, thought I could never. Why would they want to do a video with me? Who am I? Mm-hmm. I'm no one special. But it just never hurts to ask. Like, so as you're on this journey to reach these goals, don't be afraid to ask people. I'm going to collab with you. Mm-hmm. I want to, you know, the worst they can say is no. And if people are generally nice on YouTube, you know, if you can come up with a good idea, they'll meet you halfway with it. You know, if it's just the problem with some collabs is people will say, hey, Michael Buckley, I want to collab with you. He's like, okay, what do you want to do? I don't know. You tell me. That's dead in the water.
You don't ask for someone to do work for you and then say, hey, how about you do more work for me?
Yeah.
Come up with the idea.
You need to come up with the whole idea.
Yeah.
And then if they give input or whatever, that's just a bonus. That makes them feel more invested into it. So, you know, I personally try to do collabs where there's usually a part one, a part two, so we can do one on each of our channels.
Yeah.
But I don't push it on a bigger YouTuber because they don't, you know, they may feel a little weird about doing that.
Right.
About putting something, you know, that's not with a bigger YouTuber. Some people just like that. You know, they don't want to promote somebody who's really much smaller than them on their own channel, or just that kind of content doesn't fit. So I give them both options. I always give them out. Hey, we could just do one for me. I don't tell them to promote. I just, you know, I ask, hey, at the end, you know, can you tweet it out? And, you know, most 9 times out of 10, they're willing to do things on their channel if you're nice. I believe in you, Chad. I just wanted to tell you on the air.
Thanks.
We've been talking about I believe in you. You know, whether you make the goal or not, the point is that you wrote it out, and you have a plan of action that most people, because I've seen this plan of action, everybody.
And I can in fact show it. Say again?
No, I'll say most people don't have a plan like this.
It's funny because I'm actually sort of glad you mentioned it before, because I wanted to at the beginning kind of say this, the goal and the push is also kind of an experiment to see if I can do it for the show. Because whatever I learn from doing this, because right now my subscriber number is very low, and if I can gain, I mean, this is a big number. You can see that this first line mentions that it's a 3-month goal. That's over 3,000 subscribers a month. If you break that down, that's 111 subscribers a day. There's no, I'm not hitting 111 subscribers a day. So right off the bat, you can tell that what I need to do is have big hits that go above and beyond the 111 subscriber a day mark, that go into the thousands a day. And so anyway, I'm glad that you're mentioning this because I would like this to be a journey with the show this week in YouTube to see how it works. And you can see that I've written out as many things I can think of that will help me So, you know, we start off with the goals, ideas for reaching the goals. I'm big into Minecraft, so we have, you know, the Minecraft idea, maybe a big viral project. I don't think I have the stuff to pull it together, but I wrote it down, so maybe next year. Collaboration videos within Minecraft and non-Minecraft. Maybe, you know, heading out, who maybe I could talk to, maybe who I could think of. These are all just ideas that I'm throwing in. Things I should do with my thumbnails better. The video schedule that I currently have and how it could change, people I could ask advice from, what I could do on my website to be better, and then even business cards. Like I'm heading off to conventions. Why don't I have a good business card that has all my information on it?
See, that's
this is like the super tip. Awesome. In fact, we went from I forgot to make a tip to like all those things I just listed are all things that you can be thinking of to move your channel along. And hopefully, as I think of more, I can let you guys know of it.
I'm so glad you're doing this, and I'm being honest because I'm not at that lower level anymore. But it's so awesome that you're there because most people are there.
Right.
Most of YouTubers are where you are. You are more of a realistic example, and I'm so glad you're doing this. So we can cheer you on. We can work with you. We can give ideas, and so I'm behind you 100% on this.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And no someone problem. Said maybe I should make a goal template. And that's fine. I'd be happy to put this together and put it in the show notes for later on. I can get Theater Monkey to add it to the wiki. So cool. Awesome. Well, that is the YouTube tip. It started out a little bit of flub. It turned out to be really great. Thanks, Lamar.
Hey, no problem.
What have you been up to this last week?
Last week I went to go see. First of all, I got a new MacBook Air. I talked about that primarily for travel and for my gameplay, which it's been great for gameplay. Like it's so fast.
Oh my gosh,
unbelievably fast.
And in the first second, you almost. Break it.
I also am testing out a new camera. It's the Sony RX 100 Mark II, which is it's just a damn good camera. That's the only way I can say it. It's a damn good camera. I wanted to replace my SLR. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on perfecting the sound. So I'm asking the audience to because already people, the sound is like, okay, you've heard me for 600 videos with a different mic. Please be patient. Yeah. It'll get there. I'm still trying to figure things out while I'm still doing videos. Saw Gravity. Have you seen that movie?
I still haven't seen Gravity yet. Okay. I need to go out and watch that with someone.
I will say this, not to get too far off topic here, but I'm not a proponent for 3D, but you go see it in 3D.
Okay.
Or IMAX. You're like,
Have Atmos is the sound, the 3D sound system. We have like the first Atmos theater that Pixar uses to watch their own movies in. It's like an hour away. I could just go see it in like the best theater.
Yeah, you literally because the way like I flinched, and I never flinched in movies. Like when things flying at you, it's a really good movie. I talked about that, and then finally, Tay Zonde and I had a little fun on Friday where I polled him on. What a brony is as far as My Little Pony, because he did that video singing a song. So that's a really funny one because he gets very intellectual, very, very intellectual about the subject.
And he seems really funny. Yes.
Tay, and right now he's doing a Russian accent right now. And that's why I'm walking away laughing because it is so good.
Make them into like just kind of go galop, like a horse. You know, we don't have all the luxuries that they have here. So you got the pony, you got the dash cam. The dash cam on the pony.
On the pony.
Yeah, you know, dash cam on the stick pony. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's
hilarious. Funny. You must go watch that immediately. Yeah, so.
I like random videos like that. So. Yeah. What about you? What have you been doing?
So this last week, the big, you know, 10,000 push. Right. I have started up a series called OMG Chad Chats. I did one video a month ago, and so that's actually coming out. What time is it? It should have come out 20 minutes ago. Why is it not out? Anyway, it should be out very, very soon. By the time that this goes up, it'll definitely be out. The video that you're watching right now is something that I had to kind of find some inspiration for the vlog. every single week. I want to be consistent. And so I came up with this concept called the vlog jar, where I take ideas that I've written down that I think will make good vlogs, but I just can't decide on which ones they are. And I've added them to this jar, and you pull it right on out. Whatever it says is the thing that I have to do. And this also, so this is like, make a list of your bad habits and explain how you're going to get rid of one of them. But then there's other ones in there that, like, some of them are like, do something, do an activity that's legal, not illegal, but legal, and film it. And so I already kind of have in my head that, like, it'd be kind of cool to maybe go skydiving. Like, I've never done that before. And the day that I pull that card out is the day that I have to go do that. And so it kind of forces me to step out of my element. There's some ridiculous things written in there. There's some really easy things written in there. Mm. The cool part is anyone who watches the video. So if you go check out that, write in the comments an idea that you want to either see me do, or have me talk about. I think that it's a really great way for everyone to be able to get in their suggestion and have it sort of in buffer before I pull it out of the jar. Because a lot of times you'll ask, it'll show up on Twitter once and you'll pull one thing, and then all the other good ideas will never see the light of day. So the one that I had showed you, that one, but that was just a test one. The one that I pulled out, this week was one story from every year of my life.
Never do that again.
So you can see it's a 12-minute video because
If I did that, it'd be like a five-hour video.
And I felt bad because it's also very similar to the Draw My Life video, which only came out like a month and a half ago.
The concept was good. Like, I love the concept of your drawer. I really do.
Yeah. Good. Well, you can also add whatever ridiculous thing you want to add to the jar to see me make a video about it. Cool. Okay. Well, that about wraps it up. That's all I did. Make sure to head on over to youtube.com/LamarWilson to subscribe to Lamar, and maybe youtube.com/OMGChad to
There's no maybe about it.
Catching out my videos.
They will.
I don't know why I'm saying catching out. It's a new. I'm starting a new fad. Where instead of saying check out my videos, you say catch out your videos. I've done it on like three shows so far by accident.
It's not going to catch on.
I think it's going to catch on. So catch out my videos. Anyway, if you would like to check out future videos of this week in YouTube, I think I broke Lamar. You can head on over to youtube.com/TWIYT, and there you will get all of the previous videos going all the way back to episode zero. We started our first episodes before we even existed. It's kind of amazing.
It's weird.
I know. And then every week we upload a new one on Mondays. If you want to check out the live stream, you can at live.twit.tv. We record around 5 p.m. Pacific. That's 8 p.m. Eastern on Mondays. So check that out. And that is about it. Thanks so much for watching. See you guys next time. Bye.
Take care, guys.